Hi, this is Bob from Hackberry House. I'm responding today to an article here at sermonaudio.com called Christians Urged to Prep for Terror. It's quoting actually a Pastor Carl Gallup. You can look at the article yourself on sermonaudio.com. I just wanted to say, you know, the scripture talks about the fact that all who live godly in Christ Jesus will suffer persecution. So the question is not, oh my goodness, why are we going to have persecution here? The question has been for a long time among thinking Christians, why don't we have persecution here? Is it because we're not really doing anything that the enemy is threatened by? Now, you'll notice if you're doing that kind of thing, that threatening activity, that is winning souls to Jesus Christ in your church, if you're doing that, you'll notice a lot of attacks coming against you and the church, a lot of problems you're going to be having. But churches that just kind of hang on, you know, they're just trying to survive. And so they call in the music groups and they'll do this and they'll do that so that their church can be entertained and warm and happy and cozy and fun and good place to be. Kind of like a club that they've joined. If that's the kind of church you belong to, maybe God's calling you out of that to get into something that's a little more serious. Churches that are not evangelizing will die if they don't die physically. That is, from lack of people coming through their doors, they're going to die spiritually. Adam and Eve didn't go out of existence on the day that God said, you will die, but they're not alive today either. It takes a while sometime for the death to be made manifest to the people around you. Folks, without persecution and without evangelism, and those two things go together, we're dead. We're dead in the water. We're not doing anything that God is pleased with. The church was put here for now. It's a temporary thing, I believe, because it blends into the kingdom eventually. But the church is just here to get people into the kingdom. The church is just here to go preach the gospel. We're not here to change the world. God's going to change the world himself when Jesus comes back. And what a change that will be. But our job, you know, look at the Great Commission. It has nothing to do with social work. It has to do with getting the word of God out to people so that anyone who wants to can receive it. And anybody that keeps doing that and is successful at doing that will suffer persecution. Now, everybody suffers. You're probably suffering, I suffer, I have problems, you have problems. That's not what Jesus was talking about. I'm talking about persecution like this Pastor Carl Gallup is talking about in this article. Are you being persecuted for Christ? Don't go looking for it. Don't go demanding it. Don't start a fight with a Muslim or something like that. I'm just saying, do what Jesus has asked us all to do, to go into all the world and to preach the gospel to every living being. Then see what happens. Amen. Good to be with you. Check into my website from time to time here at sermonaudio.com. It's Hackberry House of Chosun website. It talks about North Korea and Bible studies and all kinds of stuff. I'd like you to come and just browse through the hundreds and hundreds of MP3s and written articles that we have. I think you'll be blessed. God bless you today. Maybe we'll talk again soon. Bye-bye.